Well, after finding the body of what turned out to be Glenn Munn in the summer of 2007, it really sparked my research in developing the story. And I've poured through old newspaper reports from the Bishop area as well as the Fresno Bee and other newspapers, trying to put together the story, along with reading through the official report filed by the military, both in 1942 after the crash and then 1947 when the wreck was first discovered. And the deeper and deeper I get into this and studying the geology and the weather, the more I begin to realize that the airplane may not have been lost. They may have known where they were trying to fly around the storm. And this type of information really excites me because it makes me realize that what I know about the airplane crash, I should be able to go up to the glacier this summer and look in specific places, and I might find more of the airplane. And hopefully, for the other two families who are still waiting to hear about what happened to William Gamber and John Mortensen, I might be able to find them too. I think that's less likely, but I'm hopeful that I might be able to find more when I return. And that kind of stuff really excites me. And that's why I'm looking forward to going back up in September when the glacier should be at its smallest and any of the snow that had fallen last winter has melted off.